your daddy.
Oh, I ain't stunning you, old man.
Shouldn't you be back in prison before the lights go out?
I ain't ever going back to prison.
What if she escaped, Carter?
What?
The police gonna come and get us, Carter. I can't go to prison. The police will be everywhere. I can't go to no jail. They gonna get us for harvesting a Fuji.
What? I just came back to get my kids.
You can't get them kids. They gonna get you for child entanglement.
You mean endangerment, Mr. Brown?
Whatever. You can't have them kids, them Will and Sasha kids.
Oh, man, just miss me with your wine, and I'm hungry. Shoot. Man.
You can't, wait a minute. You just can't walk in our kitchen. Mr. Brown, what is she talking about? Getting the kids, taking the kids.
She told Will and Sasha she ain't leaving till she get them kids.
What?
I don't trust her.
I don't trust her either.
Hey, we got cameras.
Yeah.
They're all over the roof.
Yeah.
Carver got a camera in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Ain't got no, quit lying, ain't got no camera.
Carver, yes you do, she don't know that. Carver, I don't trust her.
Well, I don't trust these.
Well, we gotta do something, Carver.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Carver, get my gun.
Get my gun. Get your gun.
Wait, you don't have no gun.
Well, lock up my jury, Carver, lock my jury. Get my jury, lock it up, Carver. Get locked up.
You don't have no jury.
Well, Carver, get my valuables. You know I got valuables.
Valuables?
This is from the
18 cent store.
Well, get my valuables. Carver, we got to have...
Look around, Mr. Brown. We ain't got no valuables. I'm tired of you. You got me running around here, Mr. Brown.
Carver. Catch your breath, Carver. Catch your breath.
Okay.
Carver, we too tired to get them.
Yeah, I can. Well, let's get them. Carver. You ready?
We ought to rob her.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey!
Break yourself, fool!
Yeah, fool!
Brianna, you haven't even touched your breakfast.
I'm not really hungry. You have to eat something, Bree.
Don't force the girl. She said she wasn't hungry.
I'm not forcing her.
That is way too much food on Joaquin's plate. Come here, baby. Let me just help you out.
He can't take the baby's whole plate. I just gave him that plate.
He needs breakfast too, Tanya.
Wait a minute. I'm the kid's mother, okay? I think I know what he needs. I'm really sick of y'all getting up in my business, all right?
And we're sick of you saying that you're his mama. We know that you're their mother. Act like it.
So now you want to care about what the kids need? Is that it?
Why am I even having this conversation with you? This is a conversation for people in the room that can have kids.
Okay, kids. All right, we're going to leave for school a little earlier this morning. Okay?
Can't we stay and watch the fight?
No, go get your book bag.
Come here, Beth.
Okay. Bree, just hold on.
Wait. Sasha, can I just talk to my mom for a moment alone, please?
Oh, sweetheart, I don't think that's a good idea.
Please, just...
Okay. But if you need me, I will be right there, okay?
Okay.
I think you need to get a little air yourself. Come on, Sasha.
What's up? You want to talk?
Why are you here?
Because I'm your mother. That's why I'm here.
Don't remind me.
I don't get it. I mean, don't you remember all the fun that we used to have, huh? The shopping and the movies and the playing and the
If
fun.
I remember correctly... It was shoplifting.
Why are you so ungrateful? Huh? You don't appreciate anything I do for you, do you?
You mean appreciate? Like when your boyfriend was on me every night appreciating me? That's what you mean appreciating,
is
mama?
Is that what this is about? Huh? You still thinking about that little lie you told me? Huh? You really need to get over that and you need to wake up and stop lying because you know God don't like ugly.
Why don't you believe me? It happened, okay?
Shut up! Shut up! I'm so sick of you running your mouth, lying all the time. You know it didn't happen. Rodney didn't touch you. And you better not let that come out your mouth again. You understand me? Do you understand me?
You know what a mother is? A mother is someone who protects her kids from people like you.
You better stop talking to me any kind of way over here with these people thinking you can talk to me any kind of way. Look at me. Look at me. Watch your mouth, you hear me? Don't think you're cute because you're over here reading these little books up in this house with these people. I will beat you like I did before. Now stop lying and remember something. I own you. You hear me? I own you, and you're going to do exactly what I tell you to do.
I don't have to.
Shut up, I said.
What the hell is going on in here?
None of your business.
What are you doing to this child? Why is she crying?
I ain't doing nothing. And you know what? It's none of your business what I'm doing. That's my baby, and I own her, and I can do whatever I want to do to her.
You don't own
anybody. And it ain't none of your business.
It is our business.
Oh, no, it's not, old lady.
I got you, old lady.
Trust me. It ain't your business.
I bet I see you put your hand on her.
What you gonna do?
Try me and see.
This bacon is good.
And that's just what you're gonna be, some fried bacon. And I'm gonna scramble you up like an egg. You okay, Brianna? We got you.
That's why my doggies can't get their licenses.
That's fascinating.
Hey, Sus! Help!
What?
I'm stuck!
Hey, Mr. Brown, hold on. I'm going to pull you out.
Yeah. I was trying to get under here, and the thing let down on me and stuck me.
Give me your hand.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go on three.
Okay, come on.
Oh, wait. All right. I can help.
Change your plans. We're going to make it 10.
I just pull, will you? One, two.
Okay, wait, stop. I have a great idea.
Oh, London and great idea. That sound like trouble.
I'm just going to grab the other hand.
Okay. Duh. Y'all be careful, Brad.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Ready?
Wait, don't make no wish. Y'all push it.
Hey, London, there's this party this weekend. I thought maybe we could...
Oh, excuse me?
Nothing. I'm sorry. Forget it. You're probably busy anyways.
Well, if you get me out, I'll go to the party with you. Hurry up.
You weren't just asking me out, were you?
No. Why would I do that? Of course not. You know, I just remember I gotta go fix something.
Hey, Sus! Wait! Hey, Sus! This garage hurting my middle!
I can totally get you out of this mess.
Well, come on, totally get me out! Come on! What the stripper shoes you got on, girl?
Misty? Hey, girl! You're having a party when?
What?
Oh my gosh, I'm totally coming. I gotta go get a pen.
London, help! Ah! This is hurting my groin. I got the peas.
Look like Tonya had some of her friends over last night.
Well, at least we won't see her for a while. She's gonna be sleeping this off all day.
Good morning, sunshines. About time y'all got up.
You're looking nice and refreshed this morning.
Yes, honey, because in lockdown, we do more before 6 a.m. than y'all do all day up in this piece.
So, this is how you behave when there's kids in the house, huh?
Oh, no, baby. Nuh-uh, not in my house, please. If this was my house, we'd have holes and drugs and drinks and stuff all up over this house. We know how to have a real party, okay? This ain't nothing.
I'll get it.
Hi. I'm Mrs. Phelps from Social Services.
Mrs. Phelps? Social services, Mrs.
Oh,
Phelps?
Oh, my God, Mrs. Phelps. Hi. How are you? I'm Tonya, the kid's mom. But
did I forget to tell you guys that Mrs. Phelps was coming over? I am so sorry. Please, come in.
I see someone's still partying.
No. None of this stuff is ours. No. None of this stuff is for us.
You know, Mrs. Phelps, I keep trying to tell them that this is inappropriate with children in the house, but, you know, you can't always tell people how to be in their own home.
We didn't drink these.
No, we didn't.
Denial.
No, they didn't. They don't drink.
Enable. Oh.
Tonya, I'm about to take out the trash. You want to come with me?
Only if you're going to put her in the bag.
I'm going to put you in this bag.
Mrs. Phelps. Hey, girl. We just weren't expecting you today.
I keep trying to tell him. It's a mess in here.
I agree. Mrs. Phelps, could you come back another time?
Yeah. I'm on a tight schedule.
That's right, Mrs. Phelps. You're a very busy woman, and I understand that. I think that you should stay and start in the kids' room, and I'll help Sasha clean up her nasty, nasty mess.
Wait, her? No, wait a minute. Tanya, this is your mess.
Oh, my God. Will, I mean, I understand it's very natural to want to protect your wife, but right now it's really not helping.
Okay. Could we please just get started?
Yeah. Yes, please. Well, can you take her upstairs, please, and calm down?
I'll take you to their rooms.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Phelps. Appreciate it.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Oh, yeah, well, guess what? She does, so too bad.
You don't even want those kids.
Oh, don't you dare tell me what I don't want. Those are my kids, and they mean a lot to me.
No, the public aid means a lot to you.
Are we trying to judge? Huh? Like, you're not reaping the benefits of the checks that's coming in. I know they're coming in. How you think you're getting a nice little Halle Berry weed?
Tanya, get out my face. I would never treat my kids that way.
Oh, well, we'll never know now, will we? Because you can't have kids. Matter of fact, why don't I go get that little husband of yours so I can drop a couple of kids for him myself?
You are that so lovely. Get out of me!
What happened?
Oh, she hit me.
You hit her? Go, Sasha.
No, I didn't
Mrs.
hit her.
Mrs. I don't know what initiated this, but there's no excuse for violence. Tanya, are you okay?
No, I think she might have broke my clavicles in my chest.
Okay, I'm sure my wife didn't hit her. Did you, right?
No, I mean, I pushed her, but I didn't mean to.
That's a 3-day suspension at my school.
Well, here, it's grounds for removing the children from the home.
I think that is exactly what's best, Mrs. Phelps.
Oh, you know what, Mrs. Phelps, I assure you, you're getting the wrong impression.
Yes,
no,
you
Mrs.
are.
Phelps, I think that we all know what transpired here today. I can't even sit up.
You should have knocked her out.
Oh. Mrs. Phelps, please, you cannot do this.
I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Kids, go get your things.
Yeah, is there a wheelchair? I can't move my neck. My back. Ow.
Hurry up, Jesus.
I turned the power off. You can get out from under there, Mr. Brown.
You got to let it up.
Come on, just lift it.
And you mean lift it. You got to lift it. If you had put the sensors on that, we wouldn't have this.
What are you doing here anyway?
I was trying to beat the garage. I pushed the button and I tried to slide and I just...
You know what, Mr. Brown? There's a lot of things going on in this house and I can't do everything. I got to study.
Well, I said, what you doing?
Homework.
I thought you was writing a letter to your little girlfriend in London.
She's not my girlfriend. She's not even my type.
Oh, well, she rich, young, and easy. She everybody's type.
Okay, but maybe I'm not her type.
Oh, you just scurry. Why don't you talk to that girl? What happened to all that hot Latin blood you got running through your veins? Or did you have a blood transmission?
What? You mean transfusion?
Same thing, that's what I mean. Look, I'm gonna show you how to talk to a girl. Okay, we're gonna do role play. You're gonna be London, and I'm gonna be you. And I'm gonna show you how I feel, okay?
Mr. Brown, I can do that on my own time, okay?
Well, by the time you're getting around to telling her, she gonna be done married Yacon.
Who?
Yacon, the little furhead boy.
Joaquin.
Yeah, him. Yeah. You gonna be the married. Just be London. You be London, I'm gonna be you, okay? Come on, I'm gonna just go help you out.
Fine.
Okay, I'm gonna be you.
All right.
All right. Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, what is that?
That's Spanish. Y'all recognize your own language?
That's not Spanish, Mr. Brown. That's gibberish.
What? Shut up and shoot me! I can speak gibberish. I didn't even know I was bilateral.
You know what, Mr. Brown? Let's do this.
Okay.
I'll be myself. You be London.
Well, we wouldn't be role-playing if you're gonna be you. Okay, I'll be London. Okay, hold on. Let me get some. I'm gonna be London.
And you go ahead and be you. Okay. Hold on, I'm gonna be London. Okay, like, is the world spinning or is it just me? Go ahead. So, okay. Oh my God. OMG.
Mr. Brown, can we start?
Okay, go ahead.
London, I was wondering if...
No!
I haven't even said anything.
Shoo, get out of my face.
Can I at least say something?
No. Hello, Ines! There's a little hot Latin man trying to steal my purse.
Mr. Brown, what are you doing?
I'm playing hard to get.
Well, can you try to play not so hard to get?
Okay, I'll try to be easy this time.
Okay.
Okay,
let's do this again.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna be easy. Hey, sis. Have you seen my credit card? Okay, go ahead.
London, I was wondering if what you were doing today, I thought maybe...
Ew, OMG. You smell like work.
Okay, you know what? I'm not doing this, Mr. Brown, okay? I know how to talk to a woman, and she's not gonna act like that.
What? How is she supposed to act?
Well, not like that.
Corbin. Oh,
she's coming.
Oh, here she comes.
Wait, which peach tree? There's like 400.
London, I was wondering if we could, after work...
Ew, no! You smell like work.
I told you! You should have used gibberish.
Baby, who are you calling?
Social services. Baby, I gotta make this right.
No. Listen, take it easy. All right, let's not make things worse. The lawyer said to let him handle it.
All right. So where time to go?
Did she change her mind again?
No, unfortunately, she's out front with Mrs. Phelps.
Let's sneak out the back, I guess.
Can't do that. Okay, kids, get your little goodbyes going on because you got 1 minute.
We don't want to go leave again.
30 seconds.
This isn't right.
Well, look, well, Sasha and Will are going to take care of it. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm not going with you. You can't make me.
Wait a minute, Joaquin. Come. Go get your brother.
Look, I've had enough of you.
What, you going to hit me too, huh? What, y'all going to tag team me? Would you two stop it? This is a mess.
Tanya, I am appealing to you as a mother.
Honey, I don't know how you're appealing because only one of us is a mother.
Okay, don't you want what's best for your kids?
I don't give a damn what they want. This is about me. You got that? I ain't gonna be plucking chickens for the rest of my life. Please, I'm getting paid.
Tanya, are you so selfish that you would take those kids away from us just to get some money?
Honey, I am doing what I gotta do.
You set us up this whole time.
You know, Will, I have been working this system for a long time. So what Mrs. Phelps doesn't know, Mrs. Phelps doesn't know, so you mind your business.
Excuse me, but Mrs. Phelps, she does know. And I've heard quite enough.
And so have we.
Tanya, I think we need to go have a talk with your parole officer.
Get off of me.
Does this mean we can stay?
Yes, for now.
Cool. My bag is empty anyway.
Just like your mother's head.
All right, fine, I'll go. But this ain't over by a long shot. Come here, kids, give me a hug. You kids are so ungrateful. I just cannot believe y'all.
I think you need to leave, like now.
Well, I'm leaving now.
Thank you.
But I'm telling you, I will be back. And when I come back, I'm getting my kids. I'll see y'all soon.
You don't know me. I'm from Bankhead.
Well, she met her match.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys look great. Just one big happy family. Look at you.
What a day. Oh, I'm so glad it's quiet. No kids. What is going on? Mount liquor? Lord. Ooh, that stinks.
Cora! What are you doing?
I'm not doing nothing.
Cora, no, not you too. You done start acting like your mama.
I'm not acting like my mama.
You done start smoking and drinking and cussing and lying.
No, I didn't do nothing with that.
Cora, this what you do now that you're not eating?
What?
You lost a little weight and now you done turn into an alcoholic.
No, Mr. Brown, I didn't.
Cora, shh.
I'm going to have to give you an intermission.
You mean an intervention, Mr. Brown?
You walk around with this moon who I own.
Mr. Brown, I'm
Carter, lift your hands.
Absent.
Just tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Just tell